This is the Aviact Merli of the 6th of July 2025. Original date 18th of January 2006. Celebrate the ceremony of success with a saving scheme of thoughts, time and words. Ignite the lamp of hope in disheartened souls. Today is a day of love. All of you children everywhere are merged in the ocean of love. This love makes you an easy yogi. Love is something that takes you beyond all other attractions. All of you children have the blessing of love as a blessing from birth. Love has the power to enable transformation to take place. So today, Baba saw two types of children everywhere. All are lovely children, but one type is the lovely children, and the other type is the children who are absorbed in love, Loveline. The children who are absorbed in love are automatically and easily equal to the Father in their every thought, breath, word and action. Why? The Father has given you children the blessing of being powerful. Today is called the day of remembrance and power. Why? The Father made himself the backbone on this day and revealed the children who are absorbed in love on the stage of the world. In the corporeal form, he revealed the children and he himself then became a companion in the Aviact form. On this day of remembrance and power, Bapdada made the children into the masters and gave the Master Almighty Authority children the task of revealing the Almighty Authority Father. Seeing this, the Father is happy because all the children are busy with this task of revealing the Father, that is, with the task of benefiting the world and transforming the world according to their capacity and strength. You are using the inheritance of all powers that you have received from the Father for yourselves and for the souls of the world. Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations from the heart to you children who are such Master Almighty Authorities, all-round servers, who keep your zeal and enthusiasm equal to that of the Father, and who are altruistic and unlimited servers. Congratulations, congratulations, both this land and abroad. The children of this land are no less, and the children from abroad are no less. Bapdada sings the praise of such children in his heart and also sings the song, Wah, children, wah. All of you are wah, wah, wonderful children, are you not? You are waving your hands, very good. Bapdada has pure pride. He is proud of his children because throughout the whole cycle, there isn't such a father whose every child is a self-sovereign king. All of you are self-sovereign kings, are you not? You are not subjects, are you? Many children ask Baba when they have a conversation with Baba, show us an image of what we will become in the future. What does Bapdada say? The older children say that Mother Jagadamba used to give all the children an image. So also give us an image. Bapdada says that he has given each of you children a unique mirror, and you can see in that mirror the image of who you will be in the future. Do you know this? Do you have that mirror with you? Do you know which mirror? Those sitting in the first row must know it. Do you know? That mirror is the mirror of the self-sovereign stage of the present time. To the extent that you are a self-sovereign at the present time, accordingly you will claim a right to the kingdom of the world. Now look at yourself in the mirror to see if you are a constant self-sovereign. Or is it that you are sometimes dependent and at other times you have a right? That you are sometimes dependent and sometimes have a right? That sometimes your eyes deceive you, sometimes your mind deceives you, sometimes your mouth deceives you, and sometimes even your ears deceive you. That you are interested in listening to wasteful things. If any of your physical organs deceive you, if they control you, it proves that you do not have the controlling power or the ruling power that you have received from the Father as a blessing and as an inheritance of all powers. Just think, how could someone who cannot rule himself rule the world? Check in the mirror of your present stage of a self-sovereign. All of you have received a mirror, have you not? If you have received this mirror, raise your hands. There aren't any stains on the mirror, are there? Is the mirror clear? But Dada has given all of you children the respect of being a self-sovereign. All of you children have received from the Father the title of a Master Almighty Authority. Not just a master with powers, but a master with all powers. In their heart-to-heart conversations, some children even say, Baba, you have given me all the powers, but sometimes these particular powers do not work at the right time. They report that those powers do not emerge at the right time, that they emerge after the time has passed by. What is the reason for that? At the time that you invoke a particular power, check whether you are seated on your seat as a master. If someone is not seated on his seat, no one would obey the orders of someone who doesn't have that seat position. I am a self-sovereign. I am a Master Almighty Authority. I have a right to the inheritance and blessings from the Father. Be seated on this seat and then issue the order. What can I do? How can I do this? I cannot do this. If you issue an order after coming off your seat, how could anyone obey you? In today's world too, when someone is a prime minister and seated on his seat, everyone obeys his orders. Would anyone obey him if he had given up his seat? So check, am I seated on my seat? Do I issue an order as one who has a right? The Father has given every child that authority. You have the godly authority. You have not received the authority of any soul or the authority of any great soul. You have God's authority. So order any power when you are stable in the stage of your authority and your right, and that power will say, Yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord. In front of all the powers, Maya, the elements, sanskars and nature will all become servants. They will wait for you, the Master. Master, give us an order. This is the day of power, is it not? So Bapdada is making you children revise what powers you have. He is making you underline this. At a time of need, why do you become powerless? Bapdada has seen that the majority of children have a leakage. Because of this leakage, the powers are reduced. The leakage is mainly of two things, and they are thoughts and time are wasted. It isn't bad, but it is wasteful. You don't do anything bad at that time, but you still don't accumulate. You just see that you haven't done anything bad today. However, did you also accumulate something good? You didn't lose anything, but did you earn anything? You didn't cause any sorrow, but to how many did you give happiness? You didn't make anyone peaceless, but how much did you spread the vibrations of peace? Having become a messenger of peace, to how many did you give peace through the atmosphere, your mouth, and your vibrations? You know that you only have this short time of the most elevated, benevolent age for you to accumulate. If not now, then never. Remember this at every moment. It will happen. I will do it. If not now, then never. This was the intense effort that Father Brahma made, and that was how he reached the destination of number one. So on this day of power, you remembered the powers that the Father had given you, did you not? Make a saving scheme, a saving of thoughts, a saving of time, a saving of words, words that are not correct, a saving of inaccurate, wasteful words. But Dada wants to see all of you children as self-sovereign kings who are constantly seated on your seats of authority. Do you like this? You like this form, do you not? Whenever Bap Dada sees any child on the TV, he wants to see that child in this form. Bap Dada has a natural TV. He doesn't need to switch it on. He can see everywhere at the same time. He can see every child in every corner. So is this possible? From tomorrow, if Baba were to turn on his TV, what should he be able to see? You in your angelic dress. An angelic dress is a sparkling dress. It is a sparkling dress of light. Do not wear the dress of the mud of body consciousness. When you have sparkling dresses, you are stars of success. But Dada wants to see an image of each one of you like this. You like this, do you not? If you wore a dress of mud, you would become like mud, would you not? Just as the Father is bodiless, so Father Brahma is in a sparkling dress. He is an angel. Follow the Father. In a physical way, what do you do when your clothes become covered with mud or stained? You change them, do you not? In the same way, check whether you constantly have a sparkling angelic dress. The Father has the pure pride that every child is a king child. So stay in that form. Live like a king. Then Maya will become your servant and will come to say farewell to you. She will come to say farewell for half a cycle. She will not attack you. Bap Dada always says, those who surrender themselves to the Father can never be defeated. If you are defeated, you have not surrendered. Now all of you are going to have a meeting. A date is fixed for the meeting, is it not? So this time Bap Dada does not want to see a meeting of just making service plans. You may make service plans, but also make plans for the ceremony of success in your meetings. You have had many ceremonies. Now fix a date for the ceremony of success. Perhaps you are thinking about how everyone can become this. Bapdada says that at least let 108 jewels celebrate the ceremony of having become embodiments of success. Let them become examples. Is that possible? Speak. Those in the front row, speak. Is it possible? You don't have the courage to reply. Are you still thinking about whether you will do it or not? Everything can happen with courage. Daddy, tell us, can 108 become embodiments of success? Yes, they can definitely become that. The ceremony of success can be celebrated. Look, Daddy has courage. She is maintaining courage on behalf of all of you. Therefore, be cooperative. So Bapdada will want a report of the meeting that takes place. Pandavas, speak. Why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? Why do you not have this courage? You will demonstrate this by doing it practically. Is it like that? It is good. Can you at least maintain courage? Those of you who believe that you will have courage and demonstrate this practically, raise your hands. Will you do it? There won't be any sanskars remaining. There won't be any weaknesses remaining. Acha, even those from Madhuban are raising their hands. Wah, congratulations, congratulations. Acha, then 108 will be ready easily. If so many have raised their hands, then 108 is not a big thing. What will you double foreigners do? Yes, Daddy Janki is listening. She is keen to say something. We will also look at the rosary from abroad. Is that all right? Raise your hands. Acha. How many double foreigners are here today? 200. 108 will be ready out of them. Is that right? In this say I first. In this, do not look at others. I first. Do not say I in other things, but definitely say I for this. Bapdada is going to give you even more work. Today is the day of power, and so you have power. Bapdada wants to celebrate a unique Diwali. You have celebrated Diwali many times, but Bapdada wants to celebrate a unique Diwali. Should he tell you about it? Should he tell you? Should he? Okay. You can see the present times. Day by day, the hopelessness in people everywhere is increasing a lot. So whether you serve them through your minds, through words, or through relationships and connections, Bapdada wants to ignite lamps of hope in the people who are hopeless. Let these lamps of hope be ignited in the minds of all human souls everywhere. Bapdada wants this Diwali of the lamps of hope. Is it possible? If at least these lamps of hope are ignited in the atmosphere, then world transformation will be almost here. Then the golden morning will have arrived. The hopelessness that nothing can happen should now finish. Let lamps of hope be ignited. You can do this, can you not? Is this easy or difficult? Is it easy? Those who will do this, raise your hands. You will do it? If you ignite so many lamps, there will then be Diwali. Make the vibrations that powerful. Okay, you cannot reach them, but become a light and might house and spread the vibrations far and wide. Since science can send light far and wide with a lighthouse, can you not spread those vibrations? Simply have this determined thought, I have to do it. Become busy doing that. If you keep your mind busy, you will benefit and souls too will benefit. While walking and moving along, have the awareness that you definitely have to benefit the world. This attitude will spread into the atmosphere because, according to time, everything will happen suddenly. It should not be that your brothers and sisters complain, "Why didn't you tell us?" Some children think that they will do this at the end, but if you do it at the end, they would then also complain. They would complain that if you had told them earlier, they would have done something. Therefore, continue to take light from Bapdada in your every thought, and as a lighthouse, continue to give light. Do not waste your time. When Bapdada sees that you are battling a lot, he doesn't like it. A master almighty authority and battling. So become kings, become embodiments of success. Finish all hopelessness and ignite the lamps of hope. Acha. Many garlands of remembrance of the children's love have reached Bapdada. Bapdada is seeing personally in front of him those who have sent remembrance, and in response to that remembrance, he is giving blessings from his heart and love from his heart. Acha. Those who have come for the first time stand up. It is good. It has been seen that in every meeting, the majority is of new ones. So you have increased service, have you not? You have given the message to this many. Just as you have received the message, in the same way you must also give the message to double the number. Make them worthy. It is good. Continue to move forward in every subject with a lot more zeal and enthusiasm. It is good. Acha. Now keep the aim that while walking and moving around, you mustn't stop serving with your mind, your words, or your actions. You mustn't even stop having remembrance. Remembrance and service are constantly together. Keep yourself so busy in both remembrance and service. When you remain free, Maya has a chance to come. Remain so busy that Maya doesn't have the courage to come to you even at a distance. You will then easily be able to fulfill the aim that you have kept of becoming equal to the Father. You won't have to labour. You will remain an embodiment of love. Acha. To you children who are the lights of the eyes, merged in Bapdada's eyes, to the elevated souls who have a right to all of the Father's property, to all the Mahavir and Mahavirini children who constantly fly with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, and who make others fly, to the children who are absorbed in love, with the deep love that the One Father is their whole world, who remain absorbed in love, that is, who easily become equal to the Father, multi-millionfold love and remembrance and namaste to such children who are both lovely and absorbed in love. Acha. Blessing. May you be a true server and reveal the bestower with every act and speciality of yours. True servers would never let a soul become trapped in them when giving them their cooperation. they would enable everyone to make a connection with the Father. Every word of theirs would remind everyone of the Father. The Father would be visible in every act of theirs. They would never even think that someone has become cooperative with them because of their speciality. If others see you and not the Father, that is not service, but it is making them forget the Father. True servers enable everyone to be connected to the truth, not to themselves. Slogan: instead of making any type of request, remain constantly happy. Aviat signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The basis for drawing a line of elevated fortune is elevated thoughts and elevated actions. Whether you are a trustee soul or a server soul, both can claim a number on this basis. Both have a full chance to create their fortune, whoever wants to create as much fortune as they want, they can do so. Om Shanti.